Welcome to IELTS Press. In this IELTS listening practice test, you will listen to a dialogue between two college students, Lissy and Naomi, as they discuss their upcoming school trip to the Barcelona Museum. First, you have some time to look at questions 1-5. Listen carefully and answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Hey, Naomi. Have you heard about the school trip to the Barcelona Museum next week?
Yeah, I did. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing experience.
I know, right? Barcelona has such a rich history, and the museum is one of the best places to learn about it. I can't wait to see all the art and artifacts.
Me too. I've been doing some research on the museum, and it's got a huge collection of artworks from different periods. I'm particularly excited about the Roman and Gothic sections.
Yeah, the Roman artifacts sound fascinating. I'm curious about the mosaics and sculptures. And the Gothic art has such intricate details.
Absolutely. I heard they have a great collection of medieval religious art too. It's going to be interesting to see how art has evolved over the centuries.
It's not just the art that's intriguing. It's the history and the stories behind each piece. It gives you a glimpse into the lives of people from different eras.
That's true. It's like a journey through time. I hope we get a knowledgeable guide who can explain everything in detail.
I hope so, too. Having a guide can really enhance the experience. They can provide insights and context that we might miss on our own.
Speaking of guides, I heard that they also offer guided tours in different languages. That's a great option for those who aren't fluent in Spanish.
Yeah, that's a thoughtful touch. It makes the museum accessible to a wider audience. I'm also looking forward to trying some Spanish cuisine while we're in Barcelona.
Oh, me too. I've heard the food there is amazing. We should definitely try some tapas and paella.
And don't forget the churros with chocolate. That's a must-try dessert. I've seen pictures and it looks delicious.
I've been practicing a bit of basic Spanish to help us get by. It's always fun to try and speak the local language, even if it's just a few phrases.
That's a great idea. The locals appreciate it when you make an effort to speak their language. It shows respect for their culture.
Exactly. It's all about immersing ourselves in the culture and making the most of this trip. Have you checked the weather forecast for Barcelona next week?
Not yet. I'll do that after our conversation. It would be good to know what to expect so we can pack accordingly.
Right. I heard Barcelona can get pretty hot, especially in the summer. So, sunscreen and light clothing will be essential.
And comfortable shoes for all the walking we'll be doing at the museum. I can't imagine spending hours on my feet in uncomfortable shoes.
Agreed. I'm planning to bring a backpack with some essentials like a reusable water bottle, a small first aid kit, and a portable charger for our phones.
Smart thinking. Staying hydrated and prepared is essential for a long day of exploring. I'm also thinking of getting a travel guidebook for Barcelona. It might have some tips and recommendations for places to visit.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 6-10. You will now hear the rest of the conversation.
That's a good idea. It can help us plan our free time and explore the city beyond the museum. I've heard the architecture in Barcelona is stunning, so I'd love to see some of Gaudí's famous works.
Definitely. Parc Güell and Sagrada Familia are on my list. Gaudí's architecture is so unique and mesmerizing. It's like something out of a fairy tale.
I agree. His designs are unlike anything I've ever seen. I'm also looking forward to the beautiful beaches in Barcelona. It would be great to relax by the sea after a day at the museum.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. The Mediterranean Sea is known for its clear blue waters. I can almost picture it in the sand, the waves, and the warm sun.
I've heard that there are water sports available too. Maybe we can try some snorkeling or paddleboarding if we have the time.
That would be so much fun. Barcelona seems to offer a perfect mix of art, history, culture, and relaxation.
And let's not forget the vibrant nightlife. Barcelona comes alive after dark, with its bars, clubs, and live music.
It's going to be a great experience to explore the city not only during the day, but also at night. The nightlife scene is something we shouldn't miss.
Absolutely. It's a well-rounded trip with something for everyone. Have you thought about what souvenirs you'd like to bring back from Barcelona?
I haven't decided yet, but I'm thinking of getting some local crafts and maybe a piece of artwork that reminds me of the trip.
That's a lovely idea. I'm planning to get a few postcards to send to family and friends back home. It's a simple but thoughtful way to share our experiences.
Postcards are a great way to capture memories and share the beauty of the places we visit. I'm sure everyone will be excited to hear about our trip.
Definitely. I can't wait to share our experiences with everyone. It's going to be a memorable trip, and I'm grateful that we get to explore Barcelona together.
Me too, Naomi. It's not just about the destination. It's about the journey and the memories we'll create along the way.
Well, it's almost time for class. We should get going. But I'm looking forward to the Barcelona Museum trip and all the adventures that await us.
Same here, Naomi. See you in class, and let's continue planning and getting excited for our upcoming adventure.
That is the end of the recording. You now have a minute to review your answers.